When I was 4 years old, my parents, they took me to the Detroit Zoo. And there we walked by a chimp kept in a cage looking out at us, looking out at me from his prison. And something inside, I saw him and me, I saw me and him, and I screamed. I wept. I begged for them to let him out, let him out. My parents, eventually, they had to take me home. And later, I read everything I could about the great apes, watched everything I could about them on the TV. Imagine myself with the apes and Jane Goodall. In fact, just consider the chimpanzee. They share 98% of our DNA. They laugh when you tickle them. They can see and recognize themselves in mirrors. They live in groups, and they communicate using vocalizations and body language. When you look at a chimpanzee, you're seeing a highly intelligent creature. Creature capable of joy and anger and sadness. They experience depression. They grieve. To quote Jane Goodall, there is no sharp line between humans and the rest of the animal kingdom. It's a blurry line. And that's why I have to let you know that this episode, like most stories concerning the intersection of our two respective species, this episode contains violence. And sensitive people should be advised, because today, on Snap Judgment, we proudly present Zoo Nebraska, the story of a chimpanzee and of a man whose dream to study apes had a profound impact on one small American town from the Great Plains. Author Carson Vaughn brings us this story. Snap Judgment.